Welcome to the Life at Anchor podcast, where I will be sharing stories, tips and tricks, and having conversations with friends about how to live a creative and intentional life anywhere you may drop anchor. I'm your host, Van Nguyen. I'm a military spouse, proud mama bear to two, avid crafter and memory keeper, and self-proclaimed foodie. And this is episode one. And with me today, I have my dear friend, fellow military spouse, mother of boys, homeschooling mama, crafting and writing extraordinaire, Sierra Beaton. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning, Van.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Can you leave her doing this?
No.
So, Sierra is my neighbor, but we've been friends long before we lived next door to each other, right?
Yes. The beauty of the military life is we are on round two of hanging out.
So we met, we were just chatting about it before. We met probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Yep. When our kids were smaller than my tiny people.
Yes. So. And we were stationed in Hawaii together.
I know. It was a beautiful friendship born of like 5 months of overlap. And then.
And so for the background, we both live in Northern Virginia, like DC area now, because military move around. And our spouses are in different branches too. So which is another beautiful thing that you can be in the Air Force or the Army or the Navy and still live next door to your awesome military spouse neighbor. So we would have these conversations just in the driveway, you know, both of us love listening to podcasts, right?
We do.
And every time we'd chat, I'd be like, we should have a podcast.
Yes. And I think it's a great idea. And I'm so glad that you took all the steps to make it happen.
I was like, let's do it. So anyways, I thought today would be a great first episode because Sierra is going to be a regular guest, whether she knows it or not. And we're going to first start with three things that hopefully we can chart every conversation with. So number one, what are you loving today?
Okay, so I really wanted to give you some kind of deep, meaty thing. But right now I'm just really loving the Lucy Score books. They're on Kindle Unlimited. And with all the heavy that is in this world right now, I just needed a quick escape. And she did it. She struck the right level of rom-com with just a hint of dirty. Actually, there's a little more than a hint, but it's...
wait, I don't know. Who is Lucy Squirrel?
I mean, that's Score. Lucy Score.
I thought you said squirrel.
No, she's an author. And you know, and she sends out this newsletter that cracks me up. She's my kind of people. And just keeping it real. And... I don't know. I mean, I read a lot of heavy material in any given day. And so just having a little escape at night for 15 minutes is fun.
Okay. I'm going to add that to my list because of you, you know, after children, I'd stopped reading for a really long time. Yeah. And then you would always talk about like, oh, what am I reading now? And so because of you, I've also started reading again. And it started with some really heavy, deep stuff and things in the world. But okay. So I will list that in the show notes.
Yeah. Lucy's fair warning. There's some very R-rated material in there, but most of it is just a really funny, you know, just really funny.
So children do not listen.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do this by audiobook. This is not an audiobook one.
Noted. So what am I living? Oh, so what day is today? November 7th?
Eight. We were just doing the calendar with the boys. We're trying to get him to figure out, you know, that yesterday isn't like 8 weeks from tomorrow or whatever. But
she's got two little twin boys who are
three.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't believe they're already three. Yeah. And I have no sense of timing or day.
I mean, who does really? Exactly. I only do because of them.
So November 8th, Sunday. So yes. What I am loving is that we're going to have a female vice president.
I know. Such an awesome thing.
And, you know, I mean, we talked about this before, too, but, you know, I don't think I have that sense of finality yet because of what we know is going to come. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to the acceptance speech with the kids last night, and Charlotte was next to me. She's my daughter. She's 10. And I just started sobbing because I guess it didn't hit me that, oh, this, like, person, this woman is going to be our vice president. That's insane.
I know. You know, it's kind of been a slow roll for me.
Yeah.
You know, there was all the angst around the election and, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so when they finally made a more firm projection yesterday, you know, I was glad to just have the uncertainty done. But then over the course of the evening and into this morning, like, I mean, really the enormity of it all has started to sink in. And it is such an awesome thing.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, so many t-shirt projects are in the race.
I can't wait.
I guess which goes into the...
That's Van's thing. I will be the beneficiary.
Which goes into the second question we're going to talk about. What are you working on? And obviously it could be anything.
Okay, well, obviously I'm not working on any crafting things at the moment because that totally got booted when homeschooling started. This is my first year homeschooling a bigger kid. I did it earlier on when my my biggest, who's almost 10, was in the 4 or 5 range. But trying to do fourth grade requires a little more work on my part. So I work every night on reading ahead, trying to catch up or keep up, rather, with him. And then
I love how you have to re-educate yourself to teach fourth grade.
Oh, man. I mean, dude, I can't even on the math. I read some of his problems yesterday and I was like, yeah, I don't know what that sign means. Do you, this upside down U.
Do you have to do like the Common Core or like the new way of math?
We're not.
Too?
I mean, no, we don't. He's doing Life of Fred, which I really like because it's story-based and he can largely do it on his own, which is awesome because I also have twin three-year-olds who are great at interrupting. The part that really takes me the longest is the social studies piece because I'm relearning for myself about we're booting the master narrative history that I learned and trying to relearn in more of an own voices and comprehensive manner. Better idea of U.S. American history. And right now, I mean, we are in Virginia, so we decided to take advantage of the fact that we are here amidst some of the nation's origins for as far as a European colonization went. Yeah. Anyway, it's just every night I'm like, ah!
Did you know that part of my thesis in my grad school thesis was talking about how education is presented as part of public history. And so in with respect to the Aboriginal Australian narrative. So
no.
Yeah, random fact.
You know, it's funny because I feel like with a lot of conversations with you, there's a lot of, did you know? And then I learn these things about you that I'm like, you what? I'm not entirely sure how you've had time in your life to do all the things that you've done. And they're super cool.
This was before children.
Well, right. Okay. Because, you know, children are the death of many, many cool adult things. But they bring so much joy in other ways. Aww. Thank goodness.
I mean, you are truly homeschooling. You pulled your child out of school.
I did.
And to kind of reconstruct kind of how education is moving forward. Whereas, you know, myself, my kids are doing 100% virtual school. Mm-hmm. So it's, please just, teachers, please do what you can to help me because yes. I can't do this.
Yes. I a whole new level of respect for yeah. the amount of work that goes into teaching. Yeah. I mean, I already valued it highly before, but yeah. whole new level of respect now.
And I will be interested to see, you know, with subsequent PCS moves, and we've talked about this before too, on offline, obviously, but, you know, whether you maintain that homeschool path or you bring them back
yeah.
to school.
I mean, that's my current plan, but, you know, it's definitely year by year.
Yeah.
We'll play it out and see.
Yeah.
I would have done it earlier, honestly, except I had tiny twins and that yeah. doesn't allow for anything. So except crazy and no sleep.
I can't imagine doing everything right now with little ones. Cause even my youngest, he's 8. So there's he's still a little bit more needy than the 10-year-old, but there is still a level of independence that I can just send them off to do so that I can work and do everything else that we need to get done. So yeah.
To my benefit, I might add, because your kids can play with mine.
Oh, fantastic.
Or come to school with us, which is really fun.
So they're quote unquote playing, but literally they know they're actually going to school.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
On a more frivolous
what
aspect.
Are you working on?
So I if you follow me on Instagram, I'm on @madebyvan. I finished the quilt top of this crazy daisy quilt pattern.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
You know, it's so hard to find time to get projects done. And somebody had posted on a comment when I posted the picture, they're like, how do you have the time to balance? I was like, you have no idea. I started this in August and like chose the fabric and like a week later cut maybe a couple squares. And it's like this micro productivity. Like you just do it little by little. Mm-hmm. And even then the quilt top's done, but I still have to put the backing on, do like the, you know, there's still so many steps. So I think quilting is almost very... puts you into a sense of like a false sense of accomplishment because you finish the quilt top, but you're like, oh, but I'm still not done. So I'm doing that as far as my sewing projects are concerned. And I'm also working on my gratitude journal for November. So
yeah.
We are going to talk about that later as well. But basically just trying to document a picture and like a sentence or two about what I'm grateful for. And I find that a gratitude practice has been really good for me, especially now, you know, not even just with COVID, but my husband has been gone for training for the military. So, and he'll be, you know, not in the same house for a very long period of time. So I think that helps to keep me grounded. And the third question is, what are you proud of? I like to call this the gold star. Like, what has mommy done that deserves a pat on the back? Because nobody else gives us pats on the back.
True. Well, I've been thinking about taking up yoga for quite a while. And I started, and then I got hurt, and then I let that go. And anyway, a couple nights ago, I finally said, that's enough. I'm watching my husband work out in the middle of the day, which is super annoying because
worked out a lot yesterday.
I know. Well, yesterday was his time. Okay. So I am here with you this morning because it's my time.
Okay.
But Saturday mornings is his daddy's quiet time. But he just, in the middle of the day, he'll be like, oh, I'm going to go do my workout. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. I don't have that luxury because all of my kids would want to do it with me, and then it's not a workout anymore.
Because you're so awesome. That's what I tell myself.
It is because I'm so awesome. But the other night, he took the kids up to bed, and instead of sitting down and reading with my big kid, like I would normally have done because he was out playing with your kids, I just started a yoga video, and I did it, and I felt really good about having done that. And in my head, I said, okay, we're just going to do this every day for a week and then reevaluate. And that was 2 days ago, and I haven't done it again, but that's okay. The fact that I did it once is still a step in the right direction. So I'm giving myself a gold star for
that's
doing
awesome.
It and maybe a like tiny ding for not doing it again.
No, that's awesome. And what they say, it's like the first step is always the hardest, right?
Right.
Although, admittedly, I'm very good at first steps.
Well,
I'm a little bit harder on the second and third steps.
But the impetus of it was that I was walking down my driveway and I happened to just situate my body in such a way that my back fat hit my like waist fat. And I was like, ew, I don't want that feeling. Like, I mean, I'm not super body, conscious or whatever, but I just didn't like the feeling of the two rolls rubbing together. And I thought, I guess it's time to actually start doing something.
My gold star for the week was that I spent 5 hours yesterday doing yard work. And oh my God, my body hurts so much.
I bet. You know what? I was thinking that the pushing of the mower, I couldn't believe how much it worked out my shoulders and my arms. And I love the steps.
Yeah.
The steps. It's so satisfying when you're done mowing the front yard because our yards are large.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of you.
Although I was blowing too. I'm, for those who don't know, Sierra's house is like an acre and I have like half an acre, which as a girl growing up in Southern California is like uncalled for. And I never have ever mowed the lawn in my entire life until my husband left in May. Cause I was like, oh no, I gotta do it. Thankfully your husband and another neighbor's husband has helped significantly. So I haven't done it that much, but yesterday the leaves are just out of control. And I was like, if I don't do it now, it's going to be too thick to mow. So we just, the kids and I, well, kids were probably out for like 2 or 3 hours and I was out for five.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Aiden wanted to know why you didn't just hire Eco Yard Care again.
Because I love Eco Yard Care, which is the kid-based lawn care. But I needed it done and I needed it fast and efficient because I had one day. I love them. So they can work during the week. But when mama has to do it on the weekend and get it done, it just has to get done. And I can order my children to do it and do it now and I can yell at them.
Yes. Also, we're running out of small bills to pay them with. We've had to move to alternate currency because
I did find like six $1 bills in a secret drawer somewhere. But I was like, after that, I was like, oh, there's only like my secret stash of money. I was like, I can't give them 20s. That's not going to work.
No.
So I was super proud of myself. And I was talking to your husband yesterday. I was like, you know what? And the silver lining is that I had like an audiobook on in my AirPods.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, this is kind of nice. Cause like, I feel like I'm accomplishing something by doing the yard. I'm getting exercise and I'm listening to a book. Like,
I know.
It's like that, like, you know, efficiency, productivity, like person to me. And he's like, now you know why the guys are always like, oh, we got to go do yard work right now. Spouses, see you later.
You know, it's so funny you said that because a couple months ago I had a real mental crisis. You know, I think just all the COVID stuff got up with me. And as part of the recentering of that, I told my husband, hey, you who disappears for hours every weekend to mow the lawn, we're going to start sharing that job.
That's awesome.
And alternate. So, and he did it grudgingly. But yeah, it was so great to just not be on kid duty and to actually, and you know, it wasn't even about not being with the kids. It was being able to do something that stayed done.
Like,
I mowed the lawn again.
Oh, true.
It doesn't immediately grow again, right? I mean, yes. It will grow again, but not like, hey, I've mopped the floor. Oh, and now you three just walked through it. And yeah. Like,
oh my gosh, that totally makes sense.
Because I was so satisfying.
Because I was telling your husband, I was like, you know, it felt so great because in the same amount of time, like on a normal weekend, you know, my husband would be out doing the yard and I'd be inside cleaning the kitchen, cooking doing
food.
Laundry.
Yes, like, yes. All the things you just have to repeat, you know, and 2 hours later.
I didn't realize why it didn't feel satisfying. And now I know.
Right?
I had like an epiphany moment right there.
Right? I know. It's beautiful.
But I just walked outside this morning and it looks like nothing was done in my front yard.
Okay, so that's the leaves fault. I agree that the leaves are like children. They just keep coming.
And I look up and I was like, there are still so many leaves.
So many. Oh, but I love the color of them all.
They're very beautiful.
It's really nice. I mean, with all the moves, I really value having falls right now because we've been in so many places where we didn't have, I mean, yeah. You know, we had other beautiful seasons or things, but we did not have the classic fall colors. And yeah. So these last 2 years here have been so great for me.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I'm trying to think like what moves I've had and where we've been where we had seasons. You know, Justin and I lived in Norfolk at one point before kids, but we lived in this like apartment complex and, you know, third floor and, you know, in a, like a more of an urban area. And I don't remember really enjoying the leaves. Yeah. And before that was like Hawaii, San Diego. And
yeah. Well, I mean, so we had Okinawa and, you know, the one I have pictures of Aiden when he was little, when we lived in Okinawa and he's playing in leaves, like he's tossing them over his head. And it looks like a fall scene, but it was actually in April because
oh, really?
The trees there, I mean, most of them just don't lose their leaves for one reason or another. But the ones that do tend to do it in the spring when the new leaves push off the old leaves.
Oh.
And so that's when you get this kind of thing, but you don't get the colors. Like okay. It just kind of
falls.
Yeah. I mean, they're brown. Yeah. So it's a color, but not the really pretty ones I like.
So. And even when we were doing the leaves yesterday, I was just telling the kids, I was like, it's so weird to me. Your experiences are so different from mine, which, you know, I guess parallels too. Like my parents were immigrants. And so, you know, my childhood was very different from theirs. Even that, our children, you know, because Justin is military and it's not like his dad was military. So their life is also so different from ours. So I guess in that sense, oh, another epiphany moment.
We're so good together, man.
I know we are. it's so funny. Sometimes I wonder, like, Sierra was like, you know, what are we talking about today? What's our topic? I was like, I don't know. We'll just chat. But the one thing I did want to really talk about today was because it's November.
It is.
And talking about gratitude journals, because you have been doing gratitude journaling for a number of years.
I have. Yes.
So can you talk about it?
Yeah.
I'll talk about it, Sierra, while I drink my coffee.
I will talk about it. I started, you know, I forgot to look up which year I started, but I've been doing it since Aiden was little. So it's been at least 6 years and it may have been longer. And maybe it was Kathy Zielski she's been doing her 30 days of thankful for a long time. So
that started it.
Yeah. So that might have been where the idea originated. And then I just kind of kept doing it. But every November, every day of the month, we sit down and as a family at the end of the day, we say what we're thankful for. And, you know, when we first started this activity, my husband was so good and he was doing these very heartfelt, you know, beautiful things. And I was like, yeah, I'm thankful for hot water or I'm thankful for, you know, because there's a lot in this world to be thankful for. And it's a lot of little things that you just don't think about that make your life better. Like, I'm super thankful for all of our sanitation workers because it would really not be awesome to have that garbage pile up, right?
Yeah.
And it's just something we take for granted. But anyway, so, you know, he did a long time of my family and, you know, my family. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But let's talk about some other things.
Wait, do they have a requirement that they can't repeat?
No.
Okay.
No. And thank goodness, because you make the list a lot. And then now that the kids are a little bit older, you know, have a number. Well, for Aiden, I certainly have a number of years. But for the littles, they did it with us last year in an active way. And so we not only we say our thankful thought for the day and then I read them back.
Oh,
past
that's
years.
A good idea.
Like the same time last year you were thankful for, you know, X, Y, and Z. And it's really fun because then now we're kind of having a, you know, it's a trip down memory lane, but it also is a catalyst for additional conversations or what's changed, you know, what's the same. Like we're on day 8 of November and you've already factored into last year's calendar 3 times and this year's calendar twice, or thankful thought calendar. So, you know, clearly you're a big part of their world.
Wait, so do you like write it down or how do you do? Okay.
Yeah, so we do it different every time. Currently, I'm just doing it on scratch paper and taping it to the wall.
Oh, that's great.
Because I haven't, I just can't. Like, there's just, my bandwidth is all used up for other things. But last year, I created this cute tag book, and I would jot down the stuff on that right away. And then in past years, I've also done on an Evernote.
Yeah.
And I incorporate other people. So if we have visitors during that month, then they get to do it too. So it's cool to see, you know, if some years with my parents and some years with our cousins down in North Carolina and it's just really, it's just a great way to capture it. And it feels a little cliche because it's November and thankful and whatever, but I just love having it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what month it takes place in.
Do you also, like, I know obviously now it's too much to do scrapbooking, but I mean, when you did more kind of memory keeping scrapbooking, was that kind of in place of other stuff? Like in lieu of other stuff, you used your gratitude journal as your November documenting, or was it supplemental?
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still memory keeping, but the act of putting picture to paper plus making it pretty, that hasn't happened in a while.
Have you seen those 5 or 8 year journals where they have like every day of the year, but like for the every year?
Yeah, I have those.
Yeah, because that would be perfect because you talk about going through.
Yeah, it would. I fall off the wagon on those. So what I have is like 3 months from this year and then 2 months from a different year and then, you know, 6 weeks from another or 3 days. And then I get really annoyed because they're not ever overlapping. So I'm like, well, do I just use the top line since I never filled it out from earlier in the year so that I can do this more years? Or do I skip a line and do it? Like, it's easier for me just to throw it on scratch paper and deal with it later.
Yeah.
So my goal is someday I will have excess time, right? Because this is the lie we tell ourselves.
Someday always lies in the horizon. Someday.
Someday I'm going to have all this extra time. And my goal would be to compile it into photo books and have that as really maybe in 5 year increments, or I don't know. I mean, we'll just see. So
Sierra is like the master of the photo book. Cause
I love a good photo book.
Because before the pandemic, and you know, we're sitting outside more than 6 feet apart because my podcast rolls wherever you need me to be. but we used to do remember our scrapbooking nights once a week?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I know.
And you and I would be like sewing or working on like a Project Life or something, and you would be like working on your photo book, and I've never been a photo book person, so I always thought that was amazing because you can then just print it and share it with other people too.
Yeah, to be fair, I always chose that project because it's the one I can most easily talk and work.
So it was like this guy's like, oh, I thought you were like on top of, well, you are still doing the photo books, but yeah,
I mean, I am. It, you know, just like anything in my life, it's so cyclical.
Yeah.
And I've it frustrated me early on, before I realized that there was just a pattern in my life of how.
Yeah.
So really, I'm coming into my prime. My prime scrapbooking is really from about now. Usually, I would have started by now, but this has just been an off year, like all things, through about April.
Because last year, I was like full on my December daily.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Foundation page is like crazy, but I mean, I haven't started my December daily.
Right. This year, I'm like working on how can we just not have Christmas? Like, can we make that happen?
And what's funny is that like so many people are putting up Christmas trees and decorations now.
Yeah.
They're like, forget Thanksgiving. We're just going to Christmas. And so you don't think you'll like do Christmas decorations?
Oh, no, we will. Okay. We will. But I'm just, it's not actually about, I love Christmas decorations. And I mean, I'm the one who's happy to play Christmas music starting in February. But I just am really struggling with stuff.
Like, oh,
I just, and the, I want, you know, and every time my kids are whining at me to say, tell me that they want something, I'm like, well, no.
No, what I've been struggling with is, you know, we always give the, like compile all the toy catalogs that come in the mail, like Amazon, Mindware, Target, and then we have a local toy store called Doodle Hopper, and the kids will roll through that, and my son circles like everything, like entire pages. But my daughter, and I think this is representative of kids getting older too, like they don't necessarily need all that stuff, nor does she like dolls or Legos like, you know, Benjamin does. So I was like, so what are we going to do? You know, for us as a family, we're, you know, we give them one big experience, but, you know, there still should be, I mean, I think there should be something under the tree. I mean, which is funny too, because as a kid, Santa never visited our house. Right. Never. Because, you know, for some reason, maybe because it's like compensating for what I didn't have as a child, I was like, it's so important to me.
But you know what's so funny is that I feel like I have the opposite, because I have these very fond memories of wall-to-wall presents. Like, it was the highlight of the year. Not in a crazy way. I mean, it was crazy. There's wall-to-wall presents. There's nothing uncrazy about that. But, but it was in a loving, like, they just, you know, I had family members who just really enjoyed the gift of giving. And my brother and I were the beneficiary, and we're happy to be so. And as a kid, I remember the delight in that. But as the grown-up, I mean, first off, Christmas is a lot of work as a grown-up. And so I want to go back to being a kid. That was way more fun.
Yes.
But second, I just, like my big kid is not, he's got a closet full of stuff that still hasn't been opened from last year and the year before. And I'm like, why would I? Because we did the catalog thing, and I thought, okay, you're bigger. Let's try something different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I mean, he's not going to listen to this podcast, so I'll tell you, but I'm actually going to go into his closet, take those things and rewrap them and put them back under the tree in the hopes that he's like, oh yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so we're really looking at experiences, and COVID's kind of putting a damper on that,
because
the things we might have done are proving to be harder. But I don't even know how we got on the Christmas topic. Sorry.
No, I don't remember how either. But this is how our conversations go, because we're supposed to talk about gratitudes. But it all goes into the same thing, right? Like the idea of gratitude, like be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you teach your kids to not want stuff or not want more?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, on my end, and, you know, Sierra was in charge of picking up my packages when I'm downtown. I am a consumer. Like, I like things, and I don't know if it's because I actually like things, but, you know, part of the joy, like when I'm working a lot,
mm-hmm.
I mean, part of how I deal with it is I buy stuff because I'm like, I'm working so much, I'm so tired, I want to buy that. And it's not like I buy expensive stuff. I mean, sometimes I do, but like, it's like, I want to buy a $15 stamp set, or like, I want to buy that like Fat Quarter bundle or whatever. And a Fat Quarter is a piece of fabric for most of the people who probably don't know. But it is hard. And it's funny because it's my daughter who's like, Mom, did you really need that? I'm like, oh my God, my daughter is schooling me on consumption.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, and because of you though, talking about gratitude journaling. So, I mean, I've tried, like we said before, like I'm great at starting stuff and not necessarily following through. And I think I like maybe on Instagram or Facebook would be like, oh, it's, you know, I'm going to share a grateful thought every day, and I'd go like 5 days in and stop. But this year, although, again, I haven't hit 10 days yet, so we'll see.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, so I have it with me. I'm showing Sierra. I've got a 3x8 album that's like a old One Little Word book from Allie Edwards that I wasn't using for One Little Word, because that was also a project I've tried to start 3 times and never finished. And I've just got like little page protectors, and the plan is an Instax photo every day, and then a little 3x4 card where I type something up. So, you know, pictures of like the kids. I had a picture of my, like, you know, my presidential sign on the lawn. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see if it happens or follows through.
I really appreciate, though, the energy that you put into making it beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, all your scrapbook stuff is just, there's so much care and attention put into it.
Yeah.
And so, and which is its own kind of gift. And and also a good use for all the stuff
that
comes into your house.
Well, that was the thing, is that, you know, we've talked about Allie Edwards story kits often, because you are subscribing from the beginning, right?
Pretty close. Yeah, yeah. I came in, I think, on the third one.
Yeah. And for those, I mean, I imagine a lot of people that are listening to this, because, and most of the people probably just like, what, our neighbors, my sister.
They do not appreciate crafting like we do.
And that's actually one of the reasons I like instantly knew I was going to be your friend, because you mentioned Allie Edwards at some point when we were doing pickup at the Montessori in Hawaii. And I was like, wait, you know who Allie Edwards is? I just fell in love. So Allie Edwards is like, I mean, she's like notorious.
She's a memory keeping guru.
I know. And it's just kind of like story keeping at the forefront, but also like appreciating like pretty things.
Beauty.
But not like over the top. Like, I'm not into like over the top, lots of florals and a lot of paint or whatever, but just like, you know, things to have directed storytelling.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she has this monthly subscription where every month is like a theme. So, which I also think would be a great podcast topic every month, but anyways. But, you know, in the beginning, that when I started subscribing, I think I think went after Hawaii. I'd moved back to San Diego, and my husband was, Justin was gone. He was deployed or gone. I mean, he was just gone. And so I needed an outlet to, you know, to share my story with mm-hmm. myself and journal. So I would do that often. And then it kind of just stopped. And then all these kits would pile up. And so I have all this great stuff that's sitting there from years ago. And finally just like, just, and I eventually stopped the subscription and resubscribed recently. But just having all that great product right there in like a kit or a box just to pull that out.
Yeah.
Because I think the problem, because I do have so much stuff, is that I get overwhelmed.
Right, you know. Choices.
Yeah.
And which is a real thing. And I know that's why they talk about scrapping from my kids, so you don't have the overwhelm.
Yeah.
But there's always that one great thing somewhere else.
I know. And so that's why I think, I think I'm going to try to kit everything that I do. So like I've got my, 30 days of gratitude journal, like kit.
Oh, you did create a kit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, just pulling through this stuff, like I have all these like super cute fall themed papers that I bought from, like TJ Maxx or TJ Maxx and Tuesday Morning, by the way, are great places to find, really, especially Tuesday Morning. They have like really great like Echo Park paper kits or Heidi Swap or whatever for a discount. But you don't need to consume. But I have all this great stuff and some of the alley stuff. So I just pulled all the like fall autumn themed stuff. Mm-hmm. Amazingly enough, I don't have like a thankful or gratitude stamp set.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I have one, man. Like, we finally reached a point where I've got that. You're welcome to borrow it.
Because I was like, how is it? And these, like, I would be afraid to count how many stamp sets I have.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I was like, how is there not, like, a scrapbooking focus thankful set? I was like, this is absurd.
I can hook you up.
Okay. I'll borrow your set. And then I was starting to put together a December daily kit.
Yeah. December daily.
Maybe that, I don't know if we should talk about that now or later, but
I mean, that's a whole other podcast, but
yeah, I'm thinking I might do a December daily like this, but in like a 4x8 album or 6x8 album where it's just like, cause last year was just too much.
I mean, it was fun.
But
it was a lot. I mean, when you stick to just the words, photos plus words format.
Yeah.
It hits the heart of the memory keeping.
That's true.
And I'm looking at what you're doing, you just have a little embellishment, picture the words and whatnot. And so that works out great.
I think sometimes it's like the desire to start big. And then when that whittles through though, because I need I want it to be consistent throughout.
Yeah.
And
there's so much pretty stuff.
Yeah. And then that stress of like wanting to share all of the stories, right?
Ooh, yes.
So.
Yes, I fully embrace the tell me more aspect of it. And that's actually what trips me up usually is that I just have so much to say.
Yeah.
I run out of time to do all the other things. So
yeah.
I don't know. I know I was the cheerleader for December Daily last year, but I'm still trying to decide how I'm going to handle that this year and probably will wind up in a photo book. But
with like pictures and words.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I don't know. That's like 3 weeks from now. I can't really think that far ahead.
And the funny thing is for those who are listening who don't memory keep or scrapbook, it's funny because, we talk about it for December daily, but like I didn't finish my December daily album until October or August.
Like relatively recently. I was talking about my cycles. I October to April is when I'm really into it.
Yeah.
And then I lose steam. And then usually in July, I'm excited about finishing past Christmas projects.
Yeah.
I'm tired of summer or I need a break from summer.
Yeah.
And then it dies off again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like gung ho for Christmas in August.
Yeah.
And then there's this lull.
Yeah. And like the struggle I have too is that, I want to do December daily because the projects actually again, because being Sierra's neighbor has been amazingly good for my productivity and completing projects. Like because of you and just talking to somebody who's mm-hmm. doing the same thing kind of just pushes you to finish. So I finished 2 Week in the Lives, mm-hmm. which is an in-depth documentary, photo book documentary project of like one intensive week. And then I did December Daily last year.
Yep.
Hopefully to some, and I've started December Daily like 4 or 5 times. That was like the first year I ever finished.
I know, but even when those years you don't finish, it's so nice just to have
it is
that little snippet. I mean, it's that much more you wouldn't have had.
Yeah, and I've cut the old December dailies out and put them into pocket pages and just inserted them into my normal year scrapbooks, which for 2020, it's almost non-existent.
But I know, but you were doing those cute chapbooks. Yeah, those are so fun.
Which we will talk about another episode because they are. I love the chapbooks. If you guys have, I mean, it's great because we talked about. Okay, we'll talk about it later because we talked about at the end of last year. We talked about our goals for 2020 because we were like, this decade's gonna be amazing.
It is still gonna be amazing. I'm just laying that out there. I mean, we might be off to a rocky start, but it's gonna be an amazing.
I love how
decade.
It's how it's. Oh yeah, decade. I have to say, it's not a start for the year.
Decade. I still have high hopes.
Yeah, so many memory keeping projects. Oh yeah, but the thing about December though is that I typically like to hand make my Christmas cards and like a small number of gifts and all these other things, but man, it's already like mid-November and I just don't think it's gonna happen. Like I got my very first, which seems really relatively late. I got a flyer in the mail from, I don't know, some photo company being like, now you can just email, like text them 5 photos and they'll send you like a bunch of options and you can just choose your photo
for Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so it's like one less thing to do. But I was like, I mean, do I even have the bandwidth for Christmas? I mean, I think I'll do Christmas cards, but I don't know.
Right. Mine isn't the desire to do it. It's the fact that I cannot get my family to all look in one direction and smile at the same stinking time. So I think I've maybe let that vision go. For this year, this just isn't my year for that particular photo.
That's why you do the collage.
That's what we're going to do. And be like, this person was smiling in this picture and this one. Yeah. Like, in your mind, meld them all together. Yeah. And there's our family.
What astonishes me is that as many photos as we take, and everybody does this because everyone's got an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Why is it so hard to find a single family photo?
Well, you know, I shouldn't say that we've never had any because we do, but particularly with the iPhone, it's almost always, like inevitably, my very favorite captures are the least crisp or, you know, I've used my front phone because I'm still on the, what now feels like a dinosaur, the iPhone 7 Plus. And the resolution isn't there to be able to make it bigger and really enjoy it. I mean, I have it, and so it's a good memory for me for the photo book and whatnot, but it's not something I can blow up and put on my wall or...
Just get another phone. Upgrade it.
Yes.
Just kidding.
I mean, we're getting there.
But. If you ever need someone to enable you to purchase something, just give me a call. Because it's bad.
We're getting there. But I mean, this phone was such a special phone. It was the very first time I'd ever had like a current phone that wasn't, you know. So I have a little bit of sentimental attachment and it still works fine.
Yeah.
It just, and at the time, I mean, I remember when I got it, the pictures were amazing.
I know.
And now it's just like, meh. So all of my neighbors are posting these beautiful iPhone photos and I'm just like, oh.
I know. It's like portrait mode. I felt like changed so much. And you're like,
they do. But, you know, I still have a love affair with my big camera. So,
which I think, which I appreciate. I feel like if you had like a super nice, like the, I mean, I don't even know what the most updated iPhone is because my phone isn't like that. But you still, I love seeing you in the front yard taking photos with your SLR and the kids. Like, and I don't even know the last time I touched my digital DSLR.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, it's hard to remember sometimes because it isn't as quick as having it in your pocket. But the pictures that, I mean, I just, they're beautiful. And I like the act of doing it.
Yes.
I mean, of the composition and the watching and the not just.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, then I have things to do while I'm talking to you on my computer. Delete, 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 delete.
So with that, and I think we've now hit, we were talking about how long it should be. We've already exceeded, you know, 40 minutes. So.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So, but, and as you can
this
tell.
This is how all of our conversations go.
And as you can tell, we already like, we're going to talk about December daily. We're going to talk about goal setting and what we had planned last year and didn't happen. What we're going to plan next year.
I'm trying to circle back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so thank you so much, Sierra, for joining
me
today. Man.
I'm so glad that you just did it. We talked and talked and talked and then you said, I'm doing it.
And you know, it's. And to everybody, just do it, right? Like, because what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Nothing. Like, there's like, if all the things in life, there's so much stress and so much pressure, but you got to have something that's your own. I mean, and I think that's why I did this, right? Like, we do so much for everybody else, and I just wanted to have a place. And I mean, sadly, almost like an excuse, a justified excuse to like sit away from everybody and talk to my friends.
Right?
Right? Because this is amazing. Okay. So thank you for joining me. Sierra will be coming back very soon, and thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to the Life at Anchor podcast. You can follow me, Made by Van, on Instagram or Facebook. You can also find me at my website, lifeatanchor.com. I hope that you'll join me for our next episode.